Cape Talk. Cape Talk. A world view from London with Adam Gilchrist.
Morning, Adam. How are you this morning?
Good morning. I'm pretty well, thank you. I'm not going to quite go for terribly well or unbelievably well, but pretty well. It'll do, won't it? How are you?
I'm fabulous. Let's kick off with the United States. Out with the old and in with the old.
Yes, even with the older. Yeah, 78-year-old Joe Biden. He called it a new day in America, and of course, it's a very American thing. It was. I don't know. You may have watched the full inauguration ceremony, or maybe just some of it, or whatever, or edited highlights for some of us, I'm sure. But
no, I watched the whole thing.
I actually felt quite moved by Lady Gaga singing the American national anthem. I can't remember feeling that before. I mean, bearing in mind it's a national anthem about beating the British. Okay.
Yeah, fair enough. That's actually quite special, particularly as a British person.
It worked, didn't it? The Lady Gaga thing. I'm not sure if the Jennifer Lopez worked quite so well, but they needed some pizzazz and they got it. Of course, there were no crowds, but they were... Sure.
There were no crowds. I mean, she brought the drama. The artistry and the drama was definitely far better from Gaga. I don't know how you wear a chain belt to an inauguration in J-Lo's case. But honestly, it wasn't Gaga's best performance for me, whereas I thought that Jennifer brought the best she could bring of herself.
Oh, okay, fair enough. Yeah, vocally, yes. Yeah, it's always weird, isn't it? They're singing along with a U.S. Marine band. I mean, there's never a thing about that. I also saw it on some sort of time lapse, so the sound I was hearing was ahead of the pictures, which in itself was a bit weird. But of course, we now know that President Biden's already signed a barrage of executive orders. He's reversed all sorts of controversial policies, COVID restrictions, climate change, racial inequality, immigration, all sorts of things like that. Security was tight. I guess Washington can kind of get back to normal, or the new normal, given that it's still a pandemic city after all. Donald Trump took the last Air Force One flight out, the last one for him, that is. And do you know what? That final speech of Donald Trump's, I actually found that very interesting, because there was a degree of integrity and humility in there about wishing Joe good luck for the future.
No.
I mean, of course, he had to say that I've left you the best possible platform. But just consider some of these of Donald's words, which you may well have heard, but he said, "It's been something very special. The future has never been better. I hope they don't raise your taxes, but if they do, I told you so." And then at the end, as this is at the Air Force bases before he flew off, "Goodbye, have a good life. We'll be back in form." That's very Terminator, some form.
I don't know. Zuma's last words when he finally stepped down were, I think it was, "I'll see you somewhere," or something like that. It was very much like a cliffhanger as well. I don't know. I just found the whole, we achieved everything we came to achieve and more. So why did you run again? Anyway, let's move on with the other stories. I can't talk about Donald after he's gone this much. Let's talk about the missing British police files. What happened?
Yeah, now this happens, doesn't it? And in this particular case, I mean, we're talking missing data. And we know that sometimes it's little memory sticks that go missing, isn't it? JPEGs or MPEGs can also go wandering. Emails can go begging. But in this particular case, it appears that someone within the police, possibly a civil servant, but anyway, went to a box on the police national computer and inadvertently ticked the delete box. And of course, it would have said, "Do you want to confirm delete?" And then they did. So they have lost hundreds of thousands of fingerprint, DNA, and arrest records, possibly 400,000 important files that could potentially be crucial evidence, unsolved cases, criminal records. Criminals could be set free or not arrested in the first place. All sorts of things could go begging because of that deletion. Aren't we always told, though, that just because you've deleted it from your computer doesn't mean you've actually got rid of it? It'll be on the hard drive.
That's right.
For instance,
we're in the cloud.
They can't. They haven't yet found the damn stuff. It's been several days, and indeed the Prime Minister's now under quite a lot of pressure because, as he puts it, they're working round the clock to find these files. I mean, potentially, because they haven't said exactly how big this error is, it's many, many hundreds of thousands of things that are vital to police work. Oh, boy.
Powerful stuff. Or very frightening stuff. Well, we're going to have to leave it there, Adam, unfortunately, but we'll carry on with this tomorrow. It's Friday. Looking forward to some pre-weekend chat with you.